What's going on, everybody? Back with another podcast. Be your host, Yusuf.
Be your Hassan.
Today, we're talking about focusing on your goals, focusing on the mission, focusing on the dream. What does focus do to you? What's the cause and effect? Where it takes you? What place you come from? How it took you from rags to riches, or how it bring you from low to high, or bring your energy low to high? Just around focusing and what it means to us. I'm going to start off today with thank everybody for liking our recent video. We just dropped a video on Friday. Thanks for all the comments and all the love you guys have been showing, all the DMs, all the constant motivation you guys give us to keep going, to do these podcasts, and keep making these videos. Thanks for buying up all the merch every time we post it up. Thank you for all these great ideas you guys have been giving us. And let's get back to the goal. So When I was 17, I always had a goal like buying a house and stuff. And like I was like, you know, maybe one day I'll have a house, or maybe one day I'll own a house. And fortunately for me, I ended up buying a house, but at 22 years old, I didn't know. I made a goal for it. I had a focus for it, but I didn't know when it was going to happen. So I just put the faith in God, and then the plan started moving little by little. Every day I'd get closer to the house. Like, I'd save up $5 here, $20 here, $100 here. I'd work 100 hours here. I'd come back and work two jobs, then work three jobs, and then save up some money. And out of nowhere, boom, I have a house in front of me. I mean, if you focus on something, and I lost a lot of friends during that period. From 17 to 22, I lost a lot of friends. I lost a lot of girlfriends. I lost a lot of people in my life because people didn't fit in that mold for my goal. See, when I make a goal, if you don't fit the mold, you got to go, because you're not gonna, when I do make it, or when I am there, you're not gonna be, you know, you're not gonna be part of the championship team. Like when you hit your dream or hit your goal, you gotta have a championship team working with you. You gotta have an operator. You gotta have somebody to get your back. You gotta have somebody from the right, left, front of you, back. You have somebody, just this whole circle around you taking care of you, and you take care of them. Same energy, same vibe, same weight. Everybody's having the same weight, the same burden. Nobody's overusing somebody. Nobody's taking more than the other person. Everybody's hand to hand, and everybody's just putting their faith in God. That's a team. That's what we're about, honestly. Before I even get back to talk about the podcast, that's what the team is about, the Lead Alpha Movement. We're all about brotherhood. We're all about respect. We're all about being humble. We're all about having humility. We're all about having that love with each other. We're all about having that knowing each other for 2 months but think we know each other for 20 years type vibe with everybody. And it's been great. I mean, in the gym-wise, when I go to the gym, especially with the team, energy's crazy. Impossible. It's unmatched. Unmatched. I'm hitting maxes. I'm hitting things I never hit before. We all hit. The other time, what was it? 2 days ago, we were in the gym. We were hitting 100-pound curls with 100-pound curls with 100-pound dumbbell just off the energy. Everybody was just lit. Everybody was just live. It was like we're on stage, and everybody's like, okay, we're doing this for a show. And I don't know, just it makes, like, the focus on that. If you focus on everybody's energy around you, you'll get it. Like, when we're in the gym and we're all working out, I focused on the energy, where I was at, the moment, the time, everything that was going on in that moment. It felt great. It's like a movie. You're like, oh, okay, camera, action. All right, now we're on film. Here we go. I'm knocking this out. Boom, boom, boom. We're knocking it out. And then when you're taking those rests, you're like, okay. And, you know, that felt good. It feels great. I can't believe I just did that. And then you're like, okay, I want more. Okay, you get more. Okay, I want more. You get more. I want more. That's what focus is. To me, that's what focus is. When you keep on wanting more and more, you're never satisfied. You just want more, more, more. You're focused. I was focused on the house, right? And I needed more money, so I had to get another job. I needed more money, I had to get another job. I needed more money, so I had to get more hours. I had to cut off people. I had to stop hanging out with people. I had to stop putting energy in a category that's not going to make me better. So I started dumping the energy somewhere else. I invested the energy somewhere else. And now here we are right now. And from 17 to 22, that was my glow up. That was when I just changed 180 degrees. Just changed. Just everything changed. The focus started getting stronger. The vibes started getting stronger. My mental health started getting stronger. My physical strength started going up. Everything just went up. From focusing on one thing, and it led to another one, because now I created a habit, and now I'm going to keep on focusing on other things. If you think about it in the long run, if you think about your future, you sit there and think about it hard. You're like, okay, I need to do this, that. And then when I do this, this, that, I need to accommodate for this guy and this guy, this girl, this girl. And, okay, unfortunately, if I focus down this tunnel, this person don't, I don't see this person in my future. It's all about perspective, too. I can look at a box, you can look at a box. If you look at that box and you see $1 million, I can look at the box, it's just a box. So how you focused on it? How you're gonna fill all your dreams in this box and turn it into a business deal, 10 million, 10 billion, you know? And I feel like whenever you focus on something that means like so much to you, everything starts changing around you. Everything naturally starts changing around you. You drop people. Unexpected people come back into your life. People out of nowhere just come and ask you for something. Some random people come and be like, I want to do this with you.
Yeah.
You start getting this energy and this love from somewhere.
They see the ambition, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what focus is. When you focus, you just do something. You do it every day. You practice every day to get to where you got to go someday. That's what I think focus is. That's what it is. Focus is you do it every day to get where you want to be tomorrow.
100%. It's like, regardless, my thing is when I focus on one specific thing that I want to achieve, whether it's getting a car, whether it's getting a dream job, like, I'm not going to lie, I saved up about, like, half my money, like, 3 years ago to get a watch. It was an expensive watch. During that time, because that watch can be an investment later on in the future, but that watch was like my main focus for some reason. It took me about like 4 months to get it, but I lost friends during those times. I lost going out with friends. I lost chilling with people I didn't want to chill with, going out to parties, like going to nonsense places, you know, because my focus was really on a watch. I'm not gonna lie, it might sound stupid, but I was really, it was an expensive watch, which I really wanted, you know. Maybe I'll pass down to my son, my grandson. That's how I looked at it, you know. But my thing is like having something or having a goal to focus on the long run, you can see it, other people can't see it. You're the only person that can see, so it's the people that try to take you away from that goal, that take you away from that focus, those are the people you should get rid of.
Naturally, they'll fall off, though.
Yeah, naturally, or you can get rid of them.
You won't call them as much, because when it happens to me, I wouldn't call them as much.
Yeah,
I want to see them as much.
You start realizing that you're sidetracking just because you're hanging out with this person or talking to this person. So you're like, if this person is making me sidetrack this much, I'm gonna eliminate this person out of my life completely, you know, or for a period of time to a point where you got that what you wanted, where you got your focus or you got your goal. And then if you want to bring back that person back into your life, go right ahead. But if that person didn't see what you seen, my opinion, if you're not with me, you're against me. If whoever is with you and sees the same goals or doesn't wish me the best, like I wish them the best, you know, like, honestly, I see no potential of me talking to you. You know, it's like, because me, honestly, I wish nothing but the best to everybody. You know, it's like, I don't think I'm better than anybody, but I know I could be better than anybody if I put the hard work. The thing is, it's like, I want to tell you personally, people think I'm cocky because of the way I am. I'm too confident with the things I do, you know, but It's not me being cocky or too confident. It's me being focused, honestly. Focused about my something that they can't see. They're like, oh, wow, why are you getting ahead of yourself? Honestly, I see it bigger than it is, you know? It's like, you can't see it. I can see me down the line 2 more years. Me and my boys all chilling, you know? It's like, we all looking at each other like, damn, bro, we all made it. Like, for real. We did do all this. Remember, this started as an idea. This started as an... Or just being at the gym. This just started in t-shirts. Now we're all rocking team chains, doing this, doing big things. Now we're taking vacations, helping out other people, doing doing abnormal things. You know, it's like it's that focus that nobody can see but you and the people around you if they have that same ambition. So it's like if you're trying to focus on a certain goal, try to attend it. a group of people that have the same goal, or they accomplish the same goal, or read a book of someone that accomplished that goal, something that brings you back to that focus, you know. So whatever gets you on that track, honestly, go all in, you know. So all gas, no brakes. Nobody can see what you see. That's why God gave you that vision. God gave you that ambition to go with that focus, you know. So
whenever you focus on a goal, I feel like you get the drive, the ambition, the knowledge, the success, the strength naturally. That, like, I mean, it comes from God, but I'm talking about, like, it's in you. Like, there's a seed in you that needs a little water, and that's focus. And you keep seed, that seed grows, it turns to a tree, the roots start coming down, it becomes immovable, it's solid. That's what focus is when you're a tunnel, like, you're in a tunnel, and all you can see is the end of it. You can't see anything else but the light. You can't see nothing else going on. It's all black, but all you can see down the road is that light. And how you get there is the focus. Is because when you look at it, you're looking at it every day. All right, I'm looking at this light. How am I going to get this light? I got to do X amount of things to get this light. What can one of them be? I gotta get a better job. I get the better job, now I got to get a better car. I get the better car, now I get better people around me. I get better people around me, now I got to get my knowledge up. Then I got to get my faith up. Then I got to get my strength up. Then I got to get... Everything goes up. It's like, it's like playing a video game. You keep leveling the same strength over and over and over again until you get max level. Mm-hmm. And now you're untouchable. Now you're at max level.
Exactly. Now, but you got to understand throughout that line, you go through obstacles, you know. It's like there's going to be struggles where you're going to be knocked down. Like, I want to use the example of you about planting a tree with the roots and all that. Like, some trees, you know, like, you see trees all standing tall all the time. Whether it's winter, whether it's through rain, whether it's through hail, whether it's through tornado, you know, there's a lot of things, a lot of struggles, a lot of pain for that tree to stand still. You know, it has a lot of layers, a lot of, like, you don't know how deep the roots go under the ground for it to be stable and structured to a point where it can be unshakable. You know, it's like become that tree, for instance. Like, you are that tree that can be dealt with bad days, dealt with hard times, dealt with looked down upon, like there's a lot of negatives that can come with accomplishing the things that you want, like your main focus. So it's like, regardless of what it is, how many people try to talk down on your dreams, just get up and do it. Like, do it for yourself. Don't do it for anybody or anybody's happiness. Do it for your own self, because at the end of the day, you're going to be celebrating. There's nobody around you that's going to be celebrating or becoming happy for you in a way where you are... how do I explain this to you? It's like, I was watching this video. He was like, there's a lot of people that don't believe in you right now. But once you start accomplishing those little tasks, then they start wanting to believe you. Because they want to get to that celebration point. Because you're going to celebrate sooner or later. You get what I'm saying?
Everybody used to laugh at the... I'm going to tell you guys, get real personal real quick. Everybody used to laugh at me, tell me I'll never be something, never make something. Mm-hmm. And up until everything we did, we started up the Elite Alpha Movement, we started up working, we started up grinding, we started up going to different gyms, we started up making shirts, we started selling shirts, we started giving shirts out, we started putting people on Instagram, started putting people in videos. Nobody still believed until one day we woke up in our sports center.
Good.
I don't play sports, and Hassan don't play sports. Why am I on Sports Center?
Yeah, 100%.
And people started coming up to us out of nowhere. Oh man, now you guys are doing. Yeah. Wait. So now you want to? So basically, what you're telling me now, you want to talk to me, is because you saw me on a sports app that had 10 million plus followers, and we got 7 million views. Yeah. Now you want to come talk to me about the views? When are you doing your next video? What do you mean when I'm doing my next video? When are you gonna say what up? When are you gonna help me? When can I join the team? When can I buy a shirt? Where can I? Okay, but 2 months, 3 months prior to that, you didn't even say what up to me. Yeah. But that's cool now, because I don't work on other people's ambitions, self recognition. I don't need people's reassurance. I got my own assurance. I know me.
Yeah. And you know what you're capable
of. I go deep. I was sitting on the beach, me and Hassan and my friend, and I was looking at the view. And I'm not gonna lie, I got emotional. Not like crying and stuff, but I got emotional. And I was talking about how good it feels when you get something when you want so bad. And Hassan was like, whoa, chill out. I said, no, it's not, I'm not getting mad. But he's like, you look like you're getting mad. I'm like, no, I'm not getting mad. It's just that it feels so good when you have something, when you focus on something, when it comes to real life, the feeling is unmatched anywhere. It's anywhere. I never needed a thank you. I never needed a you're welcome. I never needed a, hey, you're doing good. I never needed a, do you need help here? I didn't need no, oh, I'm going to put my hand out for you. I never had any handouts in my life. Never in my life did I take a handout. Never in my life did anybody ever help me out. Only thing, person, animal, something, anything that ever helped me out, my faith in God is what helped me out. God gave me a seed. I planted the seed. And I watered it every day with hate, negativity, negative thoughts, problems, obstacles. So we're talking about a tree. Right now, technically, I'm a mid-grown tree. 27 years old. I'm a mid-grown tree. My roots are so deep because the shit I've been through. I've been through problems. I've been through anger. I've been through depression. I've been through anything. Anything you think of, I've been through. At 27 years old, anything you can think of, I've been through. And that's what people don't understand. I never needed a thank you growing up. I dropped out of school. I didn't need no thank you. Oh, I really thank you a lot, man. You helped me. I don't care about all that, man. Just show me actions. Actions speak louder than words. I don't need no reassurance from words. I don't need you to come and tell me, hey, man, you're doing great. I don't care what you think. You can come tell me the next day, you can tell me I'm doing bad. Just because I didn't put you in that video. 100%. People's emotions change. And that's not, when I'm riding my wave and I'm on my surfboard and I'm focused what I'm doing and I'm, you can't take that from me. It's impossible to move me away from it. 100%. Impossible.
I mean, I can relate to that too. It's like to a point where when...
Talk about the beach, what you said.
So I don't know. Yusuf was just talking about everything he's been through and all that. And then he just started getting emotional. I actually thought like he was getting mad. I'm like, bro, chill out, calm down. Why you gotta get mad? On vacation, you know? Have a good time. And he was explaining to me, no, it just feels good that I accomplished so much in my life, you know? And I wanna say like the same thing. Like I'm so like I can relate to Yusuf in so many ways because we had similar growing up phases.
Hey, that's the weird part. But listen, that's the weird part about Hassan is that I've been through some shit that he's been through, but different time eras. It's weird. Yeah, like,
it's like we live. He lives my world, and I live his. It's a crazy story. Like you guys, it's very deep, you know. So this is like why we, me and you, so have this bond, why we can understand each other, you know. It's like even when people see us, it's like we tell them how we met. They're like, you, and it's a short period of time. They get surprised, like, damn, it's like you guys been knowing each other like your whole life. Sometimes even people mistake us for brothers, you know. So it's like, I get it, you know. It's like once you start hanging around with people that really can relate to you, it's like you really feel like
You're free.
You feel like you're free.
Yeah, you're safe.
You got nothing to lose. You know, it's like now I was so down bad. Now I'm trying to do so good, and there's a person that was so down bad the same path. Now he's trying to do so good, and then you guys are all on the run together. You're like, bro, all right, let's see where this takes us. You know, it's like we both want to help because we've been through so many. Me and Yusuf have been through a lot. I'm gonna be honest with you, and not one time he told me or I told him, someone helped me out. You know, we came to each other. It's like we both needed to help other people out. Like they needed it more than us. You know, it's like me and Yusuf came on like on an even mindset. We're like, okay, we're good. You know, like we're straight. You know, we know what God is. We know what faith is. We know what helping people are. Go having dark times, having bad times, being locked up, being situations, you didn't like life or death situations where you thought you could never get out, you know? It's like so many situations, you know, that we've dealt with. It's like, okay, now we're still young, but like we don't want to go back in that path. We're straight with it. So to a point where like we're trying to help all these people out. Like honestly, there is light. There is like the end of the tunnel because we've been in the tunnel.
Yeah, it happens out of nowhere.
Yeah, like and the thing is, you might think the light is very far, but sooner or later you will get very close. You know, it's like you wouldn't even know. Like my thing, My thing is that if you believe that the next morning you will be in front of that light, you will be in front of that light regardless.
And plus, the other thing, you gotta make your own light.
Yeah, 100%.
You can't just be like, oh, there's a light. You have to believe. Yeah. What light? Okay, so what is the light? That's another podcast. That's another podcast. I don't want to talk about the light too much because there's secrets to the light.
Yeah.
And my secrets are worth millions. To help people getting out the light, and
cheat codes, baby.
We're giving you guys this out of love and all that. It's free, basically. Yeah. We're giving you guys free game every Sunday. We try to give you guys free game to find that light or to get that goal. There's people charging for this.
Honestly, look,
that's the sad part. There's people charging to help people get better, but when you get people better, they get better and help somebody else. That's what life is. It keeps on giving.
Our main test is like, we don't want money from other people for listening to us or telling us, you guys, can I get a one-on-one session and try to take money? No, honestly, I will give you my best advice.
You can get that for free.
Yeah, like, it's like I'm talking to myself. It's like, if you dealt with something that, I don't have the answers to everything. I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes if you ask me personally, I'm just 22 years old, you know, but I've been through a lot. You know, it's like most of my boys, they see me, they're like, bro, you're acting like you're 40, you know?
But the good thing about it between me and him is if he don't know something, I probably know it. If I don't know something, he'll probably know it. Like the newer stuff, he'll know.
Yeah.
The older stuff, I'll know.
Yeah.
Or the media about stuff, like I'll think about it, I kind of know about it, he'll know about it, we'll find an agreement about it. That's the focus, is when you attract people that out of nowhere.
You guys work like a team.
2 years ago, I didn't know this guy. I didn't know who he was. I didn't care for him. I didn't think about him. I didn't go to sleep thinking about, what he's doing. No, I didn't care about what he's doing. But here it is, 2 years later, boom, plopped into my life. Here you go. And you're looking around, you're like, oh, wow. You know, this is a new personality. And me growing up, I had a real, like, a tough time trusting and accepting new people into my life that haven't been there before. And it turned into, like, I don't know, like recently, like a lot of people have been coming to my life, but some type of old way comes out, like some type of form of a test from me, somehow, some way, by accident. It wouldn't even be on, I don't know where a test would come out. Like, can I really have this guy sitting on my dinner table while I'm eating?
Good.
Can I really pay for this guy's food and I expect it back somewhere? Can I really give this guy a shirt and he's going to turn that shirt into 10 shirts for me and come back and give me 5 of them? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%.
It's like that give and take thing. Like, me personally, I'm a giver before a taker.
Good, 100%.
Before, no, I was a taker. I want everything. I don't care. I mean, it's not bad being a taker. You're selfish. You're working on you. Take all the time you need. But if you take too much, you start losing focus. That's what I learned.
When you take too much, you become greedy. Like, you don't want to give anymore. Like, once, the thing is, it's like, let's say I accomplished my goal. I do this often. Whenever I do something like major and I get like a big amount of money or something, you know, it's like I try to give back as much as possible, you know. Like, I try to help out a family at least. I try to do donations or something, you know. It's like, okay, God bless me with this. Let me bless somebody else now. You know, it's like, you know, it's like, let's say, for example, you just got $20,000 out of nowhere. You know, it's like, God bless you with $20,000. Why can't you give out at least $1,000? If you don't want to give up $5,000, at least give out $1,000.
And plus, you know where you came from. You know what it feels like to not have that $1,000.
Like, imagine you were really going through hard times. Like, you really didn't have that type of money, you know? It's like, boom, now you're out of debt, you're out of this, you're out of that. And I was like, oh, wow, all right, I'm good. I got these extras now. Let me help out somebody you need, you know? And God will return that 100%. You might not get it now, honestly. You might not get it now. You yourself might not get it, but your son might will. Like, I don't know, someone might help your son down on the line. It's like, there's something out there. There's always, karma is real, honestly.
The free game of the day. Just believe in God, and God will take care of you. Just have faith in God. Listen.
Focus on God.
Focus on God. Make sure that's the only thing you have in your heart.
Honestly.
And everything will change. There's nothing that won't change. God's perfect. There's no imperfection in God.
Yeah.
Zero imperfections. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what science says. I don't care what anybody else says. God is perfect. Has the perfect dream for you. Has the perfect clothes for you. Has the perfect amount of money for you. Has the perfect amount of food for you to eat. Has the perfect amount of water you should drink. There's nothing. Listen. All right, I'm about to get real personal. There's nothing God can't do for you. There's nothing God can't do for you. If you think that person sitting by you is going to do more than God for you, I'm sorry. You need to really turn this podcast off and go sit down by yourself and find out who God is. Because it's impossible. It's impossible to not have the higher energy with you to succeed. How are you going to drive? Check this out. How are you going to drive a Lamborghini putting regular gas in it? Isn't the engine going to fail? Don't you need that premium gas? That premium gas is God. How are you about to eat premium without the premium money? Don't you need God for that money? Don't you got to work hard? You need to ask God for that faith, and I need that knowledge. I need that strength. God, wake me up at 6 o'clock so I can work till 6 p.m. so I can put in these 12 hours, make this overtime. Please don't let me get tired. Please ask him every day for something. I don't care what it is. Ask him. Ask. All you got to do is ask. It says in the Bible, too, ask and you shall receive. And the Quran, it says some totally different thing, but I don't know how to translate it to you guys in English. But I can say in Arabic, but you probably won't understand. But so anyways, look back to the thing. How can you... Okay, so on a quarter, you got two sides, right? You got heads or tails. Even the quarter is rigged. It's 51% more heavier on the head side and 49% lighter on the tail side. Did you know that? I didn't know that. I learned that today. Even the quarter is rigged when people say it's a 50-50 shot. So put that 51% in God and put that 49% in yourself and see what happens. That's 100%. The quarter that you say, oh, it's 50-50, let me gamble. No. It's 51% coming on heads and 49% coming on tails. It blew my mind. I don't know, I felt like I needed to say that real quick so in case people didn't know. I know I got off task, but listen, God is real. The faith in God is real. And the Lead Alpha Movement, the God is there, helped us out, helped us get out this tunnel, helped us get out this hole, helped us get out this trash bin, helped us get out this dirty past, helped us come up to where we're at, help us get a house, help us get food, help us get water, help us give money back, help us get clothes on our back. I want to say a little prayer real quick. I want everybody, please, just say this prayer with me real quick. Thank you, God, for all the food we got, all the water we got, all the clothes we got, all our feet, our hands, our noses, our eyes, our mouth, our teeth. Every component of our body. Thank you for the strength you give us to wake up. Thank you for letting us wake up. Thank you for letting us use our fingertips. Do you know how much money it costs?
Say amen. Amen.
Amen. Hey, that just pray. Just pray about it. Gratitude. Have gratitude in everything you do. Find something that gives you gratitude. I don't care what it is. Find something that gives you gratitude. Find something that takes. That's how you create your own light. Create your own light. Don't get stuck in a corner and expect it to be pointed at all day long. Look at this bum. If you want to be a bum, live the life of a bum. You want to be a rich man, live the life of a rich man. And fake it till you make it. I don't care how long it takes you. Fake it till you make it. If you want to be rich, act like you're rich. Start buying things rich people buy. Start eating like them. Start praying like them. Start walking like them. Start shaking hands like them. Start talking like them. If you want to be strong, start being strong. Start doing what they do. If you want to be poor, sit in that corner, sit on your feet and cry and cry and cry all day long. Oh, poor me. Poor me. Look, I can't do this because of this. I can't, because you always have an excuse. Every time you make an excuse, that's all it is. Once you eliminate anything, listen. Okay. A wolf will do anything to feed his family. The alpha male. We talked about it 2 podcasts ago. An alpha male will do anything to get food for their pack because that's their job. If you make having a better life your job, you won. You won. That's another. Look at that. Look at that. You won. That's it. You won. Everything is done. There's no more. Nothing else to do but get better at that skill. Act like you're in a video game your whole life. You got to level up these skills. Your mental health. You got to get it to level 100. Do what you got to do to get it to level 100. Your providing skills, get that to level 100. Your faith, get that to level 100. Your religion, get that to level 100. Your culture, your grammar, your language, your handshake, your walk, perfect everything. But be selfish at the same time. Make yourself first before you put anybody else. Because how can I motivate you if I'm not motivated myself? Or how can I lift something? How can I tell you to lift something without showing you by example? A leader leads by example, right? So I got to show you I can lift it. And now you trust me. Oh, he can lift it. Now he can teach me. It's easy. It's easy. When you put your hand out, expect it to be bitten. Expect it to be bitten. You're in a world. You're in a world. What do you expect? What do you think you are? You think you're in a perfect place, heaven, where nobody's going to bite your hand? Everybody will bite your hand. Your family will bite your hand. Your closest friends will bite your hands. Your girlfriend, your wife, your sister, your cousin, anybody will bite your hand. Everybody. Make sure you are protected by protecting yourself, by leveling up everything. So even if you do get that bite from a snake, the venom don't hurt. You sit there and laugh. I knew you were going to bite me. That's why I did this, this, that. I knew you were going to attack me from here. That's why I covered myself, this, this, that. Have your back against the wall every single day. Every day put your back against the wall and see what it feels like. You feel secure. You feel safe. Nothing's going to hurt me from behind. Do that every day. Make your own peace. Make your own forgiveness. Make your own money. Make your own anything. Anything. Make your own energy.
Yeah, be correct. Honestly. My thing is, it's like whatever it is, create it. Whether it's content, whether it's be a creator. Like, my thing is, see where your creativity could take you. You know, it's like everybody has their own creative mind. You know, so you see what you're really good at. See what you're gifted at. Everybody's gifted. Nobody really realized that they're gifted with something. You know, they always think like they're stuck at working at that lame ass job they always got. See what you're really good at. You know, it's like, see what your skill is. You know, it's like, there's a lot of things out there for you that you love doing, but you don't want to do it because you don't love yourself enough to take that risk. Or you might think like, oh, this person might make fun of me. Or this or that, that you start finding these excuses just to run away from your own ambition, your own goal. But you don't know that thing makes you alive. Feel like you again. So whatever it is that you got for you, whatever gift that God gave you for yourself, find it. And see, you might not know it today. You might not know it tomorrow. But it will fall in your lap sooner or later. Once you start working and then God sees that you're really working towards that, boom, 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 and start knocking at your door. Start knocking at your door. Right at your doorsteps, you pick it up. You take care of it. It's your baby. One day year old, next thing you know, it's 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, now it's walking on its own, you know? It's like, your goal, when it drops into your lap, you baby it at first. It doesn't know nothing. You feed it. You wake it up. You take care of this until where it's all grown and it can walk on its own, where it can speak on its own. Like that little alpha movement, when we first started, it was a baby. I used to take care of it at night. In the morning, Yusuf will take care of it. And then Yusuf will drop it back at me. You know, it's like that. This isn't that. Now it's like we took a step back. And that little alpha movement speaks for itself. We don't even got to say nothing, you know. It's like just search up the page and you'll see everything. That's what that little alpha movement is.
It got to the point, you know? Where people know how to work out now.
Exactly.
People will sit there looking at his workout like, nah, I can't do all that. Yeah, why? Like, why can't you?
You can't keep up with it.
What's the excuse? What's the problem? I'm just a regular person. He's a regular person. Why can't you keep up with a regular person?
Yeah.
Just because we exceeded a level in our mastery, we leveled something higher than you did, learn from it.
Yeah,
grasp it. Take it.
Because we love doing it. You know, it's like something that we love doing. You know, it's like, the thing is we love helping other people. It's like, if you could do, if we see somebody struggling, we're all ears and arms and shoulders to cry on. Like, honestly, we got your back regardless. But just come with pure intentions.
Listen, it looks intimidating, but I promise you, I'm like a teddy bear, to be honest. I'm squishy. Come talk to me. Come give me a hug. I'll give you a hug. You need a hug, I'll give you a hug. You need a handshake, I'll give you a handshake. Hassan's the same way. There's nobody here that has hate for anybody. That's the people you need on your team.
Destroy hate. Destroy it.
End it. Throw it away, put it in the trash, and come love. Show love. I don't care how hard you are somewhere else. Listen, the same thing I told Hassan, I'm telling you guys. I don't care how hard you are. I don't care what you are. I don't care how you. I don't care what you did yesterday. If you come to me today and you see, look, when you first impressions is when you paint a picture for somebody to think about you. So when I met Hassan, he painted a picture. He's a good kid. There's nothing wrong with him. But he told me it's past. Now judgment starts coming in. Why? I'm not God to judge this man. Why I care what he did? I met him on a peaceful note. Now he's going to show me peaceful love. And I'm going to give him love back. That's how it works. Listen, give what you want to put out and you'll get it back. What you put out, you'll get back 100%. It's the law of attraction. It's proven. It's going to happen. Focus on positive. Forget bullshit. It's us, the Lead Alpha Movement podcast. We're taking over. We're coming for the number one spot on the podcast. I promise you, maybe not today, maybe not the next year, maybe not 10 years, but someday you'll see my name on top of the number one spot and you're going to buy it. You're not going to see, you're not going to hear it no more for free. You're going to buy my podcast. And I know it sounds cocky, but I know it's going to happen. You're going to put on this shirt. When you put on this shirt, you're going to love this shirt. It's going to feel the best shirt. It's going to be the best cotton. It's going to be premium. When you put on my sweatpants, they're going to be premium. My shoes, they're going to be premium. My hoodies, they're going to be premium. My gym is going to be premium. Everything is going to be premium. It takes time. Everything takes time. I'm sorry I rambled off on you guys like that.
But let me tell you guys something real quick. It's that Lead Alpha Movement, and we up and it's stuck. Nobody can move us. Unshakable mindset. Have that. Stay faithful to yourself. Stay true to yourself. Love yourself. You come before anybody. You versus you all day, every day. That's the ambition. Keep your heads up, chest up, skin smooth, looking good. Always look sharp. Always. Make sure that you always stand up. You know? Show love, peace, and honor, in my opinion. This is my Hassan.
And this is Yusuf. Peace and love, everybody.